Welcome to Kindling Conversations, the podcast where warmth meets wit and four friends gather around the crackling fire of camaraderie to share stories, laughs, and insights. So grab a cup of your favorite beverage, settle into your favorite spot, and let the glow of Kindling Conversations accompany you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Kindling Conversations. I'm here with my other three hosts, and we're not going to do this whole bullshit thing. That's Caleb, that's Ben, that's Kyle. Let's get on with the show. Okay, here we go.
I'm Ben.
I'm other.
Yeah, you are.
Fuck you, Ashley.
Wow.
So.
That's mean.
Just
tensions rising.
She did just diss me, and I don't know why. What did I do?
And she's okay. Just like skimming over it.
Okay,
too.
So I have people, the audience, as my witness. Today is the day that I'm going to change my attitude with Caleb.
Bullshit. I don't believe it.
I am going to be supportive.
Sure, you are.
I attempted to be supportive the other night, and Caleb did not accept it.
What, last night?
Yeah.
When you made a sly comment to Kyle and then looked at me and said, oh, I'm proud of you. In such a sarcastic tone. Kyle, was she not sarcastic when she told me she was proud of me?
To be honest, she's always sarcastic.
Yeah, everything she says fair. Is. Try living with her.
She's always sarcastic, but then doesn't know when other people are.
All I'm saying is.
Okay, and I'm saying. With the audience as my witness.
Okay.
And the other three.
Three?
After tonight.
The other three?
Mocha.
Oh.
After tonight.
Forget Mocha, you dumbass.
After tonight, everything is going to change.
After tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
So after midnight. So I still have some time.
By tonight, do you mean the time of the recording or the time that it drops?
No, the recording we can do.
Mm,
so okay. next episode, we can follow up on it and see if I've actually...
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We'll see right. About that one.
Okay, but this week's episode, we're going to be reminiscing. Is that how you say that?
Reminiscing. Not reminiscing.
Reminiscing. The C is silent.
Reminiscing?
Yes.
There we go.
There you go. You got it.
On our childhood, because today, where we are... It's like, it was a very nice day. I think we all talked about enjoying it. So let's touch base today. What did we all do on our nice day today?
Work.
But did you have like the doors open or something?
Yeah, we did have the doors open. It was pretty nice. Nice having a nice breeze to the shop all day. It's really nice you can do that because it gets stuffy in a machine shop because it's so humid because of all the oils that evaporate in the air. So it was nice to have that.
Nice. Caleb?
I bought a bike yesterday, so I went on a nice bike ride on a trail.
How far did you go?
8.5 miles.
Are you feeling it? Did you feel it?
Oh, when I first like got off the bike when I got back.
Did you do the cowboy walk?
I was like, ooh, my legs hurt a little bit. And then like now after like laying down before I came over and where we're at now is my ass kind of hurts.
Mm-hmm. You got to invest in like a good seat cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
did you bring like water to hydrate yourself on that?
I did bring a bottle of water, but I think I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bigger bottle because I noticed that one bottle was just not enough.
Oh, that fire's ripping.
Yeah.
But yeah. No.
So your goal for buying this bike, what is it?
Well, I am not a gym person. I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try to get back into the gym.
I mean, the gym's not for everyone, so right. I can't blame you.
But there is other ways to
so
get yourself in a healthy mindset and physically.
Enjoy. And
train shots.
Train shots.
Sorry
train
for interrupting.
You got the shots?
I do. What do you want?
Them.
Okay, hold on.
No, we're taking shots on the podcast.
Well, I guess we are.
Yeah.
We've upgraded, I guess.
Give me a shot of my Crown Apple.
I mean, you can give me my Woodford bourbon.
Continue on, Caleb.
What?
Continue on.
Oh, yeah. So, Oh, God, we're doing 99 proof.
Give Caleb peanut butter.
Did I tell you that I got to drive down to Schaumburg tomorrow?
You have to taste it.
Why?
Because, did someone take it all? Dude, the peanut butter's fucking nasty. Like, think of the nastiest shot you can think of.
Malort?
It's about up there with Malort.
Apples.
Okay, 99 apples for Kyle and Ben, apparently.
I got 99 apples and you aren't one.
Oh. Do you have grape? I heard you say grape.
This is 49.5% alcohol. What the heck?
Yeah, 99 proof. That's literally the name.
I know.
Yeah.
You can hear that on the podcast.
Probably that was a short train.
No, it's a shooter. You have to.
All right, we're taking shots on the pod.
Y'all doing this?
We're doing this.
Podcast idea. We should do a drunk podcast where we get drunk.
Let's just air dink it and then sink it.
Can you open mine, please?
It definitely smells like grapes, but. Woo. Oh, my goodness.
Hold mine real quick.
Yeah, what do you think my podcast idea about, smelling.
Is it open? Okay.
Oh, yours just smells like grape more than mine. It smells like apple.
Mine actually smells decent compared
Hold
to Ben's.
On.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His actually smells like grape.
Mm. I mean, I get a hint of apple, but it's not.
Yeah, I got a hint of apple, but it's not. Like, mine is... grape, like you know what I mean.
Welcome to Alcoholic Podcast.
Some people
guys.
Don't like grape beverages, but I actually don't mind them.
Like a grape soda or something like
that.
Yeah,
apparently we're alcoholics drinking
like grape Kool Aid.
Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Just because it's training by.
I mean, hey, this is what we just need. We need to have shooters on hand for in case the train goes by when
we
record.
Should.
We're taking shots in front of a fire by a sunset.
All right,
on
ready?
A podcast.
Yeah.
Dink, and
sink it.
Oh, boy.
That's so bad. So glad I have water. So,
I gotta drink my water after that.
Sorry, guys, I'm just dying over here.
I like how we all like had water or something, and we were just like, well, let's chase it down.
I think
that.
We all had water.
Wow, that is rough.
Okay, so I'm down for the shooter's idea when the train goes by.
Not these.
But maybe not 99.
Yeah.
Oh, whose idea was that?
Hold on, I'm still dry heaving.
I was the one who said let's take a shot because of the train. Ashley was the one who grabbed the 99 apples and 99... What'd you have?
Apples
coconut?
Coconut.
99 coconuts.
There was like no apple taste
grapes.
To that at all.
It was just straight like burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the grape. The grape smelled delicious.
But
it was
delicious.
Just straight burn. Straight burn.
There was
burn.
No apple.
Man.
My eyes are so watered.
The only
up
thing
right
I
now.
Think with the grape, I feel like if you put it into maybe some like grape soda, maybe then it would be like manageable.
Right.
Why do people suffer with these stupid things?
I mean, why not?
Because they are terrible.
They are pretty freaking terrible.
Oh, God, don't burp after it. Oh, man.
Okay, so back to your regular scheduled podcast.
Yes.
So we are... Sorry.
My mic almost went over.
We're going to be talking about our childhood summers growing up, favorite parts, things we maybe wish we would have done. Things that we have done, memories that will stick with us forever.
I know, I got a bunch of funny ones about my brother.
Oh, yeah?
You want to start us off?
Start us off, then.
Go right ahead.
I'm sure you guys have all heard this story, because like, it's like one of my favorite ones to tell.
But our podcast people have.
But, so I grew up on a cul-de-sac, you know? So, like, you know, me and the other cul-de-sac kids would play around, whatever, while Hunter... Growing
so, wait,
up.
Can I see them quick? The cul-de-sac kid sounds like a band.
Oh, my God.
gosh. Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity for sure.
But like, you know, growing up, Hunter was kind of a rebel. He would try running away from home.
Oh.
But like running away from home, like he wouldn't pack a bag. He would just start running. Right?
Not knowing where he's going.
Like yeah. Straight running?
Yeah. Like he would turn into Forrest Gump and just start sprinting down, down the road. I was playing out front one time and like the screen door flew open and Hunter was yelling and he, you know, jumped down the stairs and everything and just tore down the street. And about, you know, 10 seconds later, screen door gets like kicked open and my dad clears the four steps. Lands, and I don't think I've ever seen my dad run so fast in his life, but he caught up to Hunter like it was nothing, and Hunter had a 10-second head start, and like, Jesus. In one move, my dad scooped down, grabbed him by the legs, and threw him over his shoulder, and just walked back to the house beating his ass, and like, I was just playing out front, like, just watching this go down, like, thank God that's not me. I mean, that fucking guy.
Well,
man, I don't know. It was interesting having Hunter as a brother growing up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when we got the new house, on Roosevelt, that the first thing my parents did was get a fence because they didn't want Hunter to go out the back door start tearing down the street. So
fair enough.
Probably pretty smart for that one.
Smart investment, yeah.
Yeah.
So they put the fence up. It wasn't just there when you guys got the house.
No, it wasn't there, but I think the state paid for it because it was for Hunter.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
But they did inquire about the fence, and they got the fence. And Vanguard actually came out and marked for it.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Do you remember it being Vanguard?
I remember it was a car, and I know it was a locator because I was like, who the fuck is in our yard? Because I didn't know at the time. You know,
was Vanguard even around then?
Yeah.
I don't know when they were
incorporated. Vanguard started in like 2000, 2001 or something, I thought, or 99.
When did you move into Roosevelt?
2007.
Gotcha.
Or 8.
Gotcha.
No, 2007, because that was my golden birthday. Yeah. Are you just going to be on your phone the whole time, Ben?
I am doing research.
About what, the podcast?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Explain to us.
Ram mount ball splitters.
Wow, yeah, that is totally relevant to the podcast.
That is not what I saw when I looked.
What, did you see hentai?
I want to know why you're looking up anal beads.
Oh, okay.
No, hang on.
It's not. Look.
Obviously, it's more important than our podcast.
It's not. See?
What does it say? That looks like a couple anal beads.
It's a.
Is that a him and him's version?
Double ball arm, 20 millimeter. Okay, it sounds like anal beads.
All right, anyways.
All right, fine. I'll put my phone down.
Anyways. I think Ben and I will probably touch on a lot of the same. Growing up, I think our favorite activity was probably going up north for vacation. But I just think in general, it was just my favorite thing was waking up with the windows open and hearing like at like 8:30 in the morning, somebody mowing their lawn. Like it was just like
getting up at 8:30 in the morning as a child.
Because you did, point. You had a mother like Ben and I's.
Fair enough.
I would get up at 8:30 in the morning in the summer because I'd have a next door neighbor knocking at my door at 8:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Hey, can Ben come out and play? No, he's sleeping.
Ben was up. It wasn't until like we got older, I would say maybe like my 8th grade or high school that I slept in later.
But you want to know the bad part? Is that friend now is incapacitated, let's say.
Was it Clayton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait.
What? That's when they didn't show up to graduation?
Because
he couldn't.
I know. It was a joke because
he got in a really bad car accident now. And
that was the one where I was at graduation. I was like, where's Clayton?
And has brain injuries.
And everyone looked at me with a dirty fucking look because I forgot he was in the accident.
And he has brain injuries for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Like minor, like major brain injuries.
You should go over and ask him if he can come outside and play.
Oh, Kyle.
You
are heartless.
You were terrible.
Yeah.
You were a terrible person.
Can we kick Kyle off the podcast?
Yes.
For a comment.
Anywho.
Like that, yes.
No, you don't get. You don't got to cut that out.
He's muted.
So this is us officially kicking Kyle off the podcast.
Yeah,
on
we
kick, air.
You thought you kicked me out the last two podcasts
oh,
ago?
Oh, yeah, my bad. So this is the Ashley Caleb Show.
Perfect.
You guys wouldn't know what to do without us.
Excuse me?
But I mean, I guess Ben and I, Summer, we were doing sports and...
What have you contributed?
Oh, a lot.
Besides a failed video attempt.
Okay, I didn't have time for
Anyways,
that.
I'm sorry, Ashley. Go ahead. I'll stop interrupting.
I would say it.
He just muted Ashley.
Yep.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he muted.
Oh, he muted himself.
He muted himself.
Okay, get you on Ashley.
Anyways, Ben and I mean, our summers were filled with sports and activities. Like, we went to fun summer school.
He had to mute himself.
What kind of sports?
Baseball.
Summer basketball.
When
we got to high school.
There was like, I mean, I would do like softball things.
I have a really good one that would be fun to explain on the podcast. So I had an next door neighbor. At nighttime, we used to try to catch bats.
Oh yeah.
We would throw something
with the fishing net.
Were you?
We would throw something in the air, and the bat would come swooping down at it, and we take a fishing net and try to catch them. We never caught one.
You were close.
We were close a couple
you
times.
You guys didn't catch one, but Mocha's caught one.
She caught a bat?
Yeah, at the old house. We were setting up for a campfire, and I heard squeaking behind me. Mocha had one pinned down on the ground.
Yeah, we never got one. We came close, so we used to throw footballs, baseballs, and as they come down, they'd swoop down at them. We'd sit there with a fishing net, try to catch them.
I would say...
What would we do if we ever caught one?
Why didn't
we
you
never
take,
knew.
Like, a big fishing net?
We didn't have one.
Oh.
We were using, like, one I have for my boat now.
Oh.
Like a normal fishing net you scoop with, not like a throwing one.
Oh, for some reason I was picturing like a butterfly net.
No, like a scooping one. Like a basket one. That's all I had at my house. We never knew what we were going to do if we caught one, but it never happened either, so. It was fun, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep. We had a bunch of bats around our house for some reason. We have a field right behind our house. We had a lot of mosquitoes. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
What did you used to do, Caleb? Because you had five brothers. What have? like they all died.
They all died.
That does sound pretty grim.
Yeah.
None of my brothers have died.
That's
just
good.
One in spirit.
We won't name drop.
Yeah.
Does he listen?
I don't give a fuck if he does.
Okay.
You're a piece of shit.
Ooh. Okay, continue on.
Anyway.
If looks could kill.
That's just your that's your tagline from now on. Because that, I swear you said that in like the last three episodes.
Yep.
Probably.
Anyways, what did I used to do?
She probably also said an episode where you almost knocked over our whole set and broke everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
On the bright side, I was the one who's paid for this stuff.
Yeah, my camera stuff that I paid for is out too, though.
Yeah, but that wasn't broke.
No.
Any hoosers?
Wow, no, that's on the podcast.
No, it's not. I have that track being recorded.
Okay.
What did I used to do? What did I used to do? I used to go over to one of my friend's house.
Oh, I was
all
gonna,
the time.
Yeah.
Wait,
all the time.
Can I guess his friend's name?
Sure.
Kyle?
No.
Oh.
I know who it was.
He cheated on you.
It actually wasn't a male companion.
Oh, Caleb.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. No, I would always go over there. She lived two houses down. So, like, and I was in the same, we were in the same grade, and then my brother and her were a grade off of each other. So we'd go over there and we'd just hang out, do sidewalk chalk, play in the yard.
How old were you when this happened?
Elementary school.
Okay.
Caleb's just playing with sidewalk chalk in high school.
He said, he's just graduated. He just graduated and doodling on his driveway.
Look with his feet kicking up, like, da da da.
He's on his stomach. Fucking. Just,
oh, my goodness.
I show up to pick him up. I'm like, Caleb, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing sidewalk chalk.
I'm doodling, Kyle.
look at my stick figure.
Which Kyle, do you want to do hopscotch with me?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, hopscotch was killer as
that
a kid,
was
though.
Fun.
I mean,
dodgeball was killer.
Dodgeball's
fun.
That is forever.
Especially because I was in baseball, so you could like curve it towards someone and hit them. It was fun.
Dude, the ones we had at the high school really curved.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without even trying to curve them.
Those little foam ones?
Yeah.
You have to.
Like the plastic outer.
You would
almost
have to aim 5 feet away from someone just to have it curve.
Yeah.
But yeah, especially in baseball, I had a strong arm, so I could really throw it.
Whip that shit.
The harder you threw it, the more it curved.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You like aim this way and throw it that way.
There was one time I threw it at someone, and it curved around them and hit some girl in the head, and her it like hit her forehead, and then the back of her head hit the wall.
Oh.
Because she was standing against the wall. I felt like shit.
The best part was it hit the unathletic people who were standing there, didn't know what to do. I just smoked them. It was terrible.
Like I'm aiming for
they're
fanny.
Easy. They're easy targets. Unathletic ones who just stand there.
Fair enough. That would have been me.
Or the girls who stand in the back who don't want to be there.
That would have been me.
I always hit them too.
Yeah, the ones that didn't bring gym clothes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just stood in the back the whole time. I'd always aim for them. So they weren't catching it.
Okay. But the like the grade school gym clothes that you would have to wear.
Oh, those things sucked.
Ours was like
see, so in
red,
grades,
like basketball shorts,
in grade school,
and
we
gray
had
shirts that said Walworth on them.
In grade school, we had to wear theirs, but in high school, we could bring our own.
You could bring your own, yeah.
But in grade
yeah,
school,
we
had to wear theirs.
Our own.
Yeah, we could
it
always bring
Walworth
our own.
And their shorts.
So we had to do that because I think a couple of years probably before me, they started to allow them to bring their own, and girls were showing up in like short shorts and crop tops. And so
what's wrong with that?
Put a kabunk to that. Because
we had a school dress code.
A school dress code.
Fuck the school dress code.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not going to be sweating my ass off in gym.
Right, but like our dress clothes, again, they are not dress clothes, but like our uniform were red basketball shorts and
a t-shirt.
And like a gray t-shirt
like
that said Walworth.
A thick gray t-shirt.
Yeah.
It sucked. It was so dumb.
And of course, like my mom being mom was like, oh, you and Ben are only 3 years apart.
Yeah, so I got stuck with your gym clothes.
And I got stuck with big ones so they would fit Ben.
That's kind of funny, actually.
It was so annoying. And then in high school, they said, oh, you have to wear the black shorts, basketball shorts with a red shirt.
See, when I got to high school, they never made us do that.
Well, it was in the handbook and stuff. And mom was like, oh, this is like our first kid to go to school. I showed up on the first day of gym class wearing that shit. And most of us were. And the gym teacher just started laughing. And he's like, you guys can wear what you want. Just don't make it inappropriate.
Who was the teacher?
Boshe.
Oh.
And then Crick. And so we were all like, hallelujah.
Yeah. I can imagine those two just sitting there talking. You just turned to you guys and start laughing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. Best gym teachers ever.
Nah.
You know what I miss out
of
gym?
Best gym teacher.
What?
The big fucking parachute.
Oh, that thing is awesome.
Oh, man.
We should buy one on Amazon.
You just be able to put the stuffed animals on, throw the stuffed animals in the air.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Cat and mouse, where the one person would be on top, they were the cat, and we would all be underneath the parachute as the mice running around, and the cat had to, like, find someone from being on top.
What? We never played that.
Yeah. Dude, that was so fun.
No, we just said stuffed animals on it, throw stuffed animals around.
You guys ever played that?
No, I said these guys didn't have fun.
And
then
we would throw it over top of our head.
It must have just been like a Beloit thing.
Yeah. Just throw it over top of your head and put it behind you and sit on it and be like in a tunnel.
Yeah, we'd do that too, yeah. Oh, man.
Did you guys ever get the Star Dome in middle grade school?
Which one was that?
It was a giant dome thing that they blew up.
And you had to like...
And then they showed you like the solar system.
Wear like sweatpants
and
t-shirts because you couldn't have anything sharp. And yeah, it would be like this huge dome. And then you crawled in.
Air,
filled up with air. Yeah,
That was a Walworth thing.
So, pointing out, we came from Beloit, pretty broke there.
That in our games,
we don't have much money either.
Our games,
you have a lot more than what Beloit did.
Our games were pretty brutal.
We are
too.
Half the size of school you guys are.
Doesn't matter.
We still don't have that much money. Trust me.
I think we rented it.
Yeah, it was rented.
So like all the grades that were like had to use it, you had to like it was smashed into like 3 days or something.
Well, still, our school didn't care about us that much.
Different curriculums too.
But I
different
mean, I guess
years
that could
too.
Be...
Yeah.
Let's put into perspective. You two are 4 years older than me, and what, 6 or 7 years older than Ben?
4 years ain't that bad.
I mean, yeah, but things change quickly in 4 years.
Especially school systems.
Almost five.
Whatever.
Jim in eighth grade, we had a wrestling section.
Yeah.
And we'd play a game where like one person was the shark.
Sharks and minnows.
Yeah, and the person that was the shark would have to tackle one of the fucking minnows.
You guys actually got tackle.
Oh, we just
tagged.
Oh, yeah, we had to do like a whole wrestling move on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Like kids were getting fucking clotheslined and shit.
And, from fifth grade to eighth grade, we also had a roller skating unit.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Where there was a week where we had to go roller skating in the gym.
Well,
we never went roller skating.
No, it was field trips.
Oh, fifth and sixth grade got normal like 4-wheel roller skates, and then seventh, eighth grade got the roller blades.
The best week in gym in high school, bowling week.
Oh, it was.
Or badminton.
Yeah, we had to go bowling too.
Oh,
no, pickleball. Pickleball's the bomb.
That's the same as badminton, ain't it?
No, pickleball's better.
Is pickleball like with like the racquetball?
No, pickleball is like
the
giant ping pong.
Yeah.
Oh.
That the older people
like,
are doing
like
nowadays.
And it's like a wiffle ball.
Oh.
That you hit.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
yeah.
where it would be on a stand?
No.
No. Oh.
Didn't you go as a pickleball racket for fucking Halloween?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that I was thinking like a ping pong.
It's like a giant ping pong.
Yeah.
Racket.
You use a tennis court. But like
but
the
like,
lines are
it,
a little different.
It's like the three. It's like the 3/4 size of a tennis court.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's fun. My mom's getting a free pickleball net and set, so we'll play it sometime.
Oh, that's right.
In our driveway, it's fun. It's because you can make the ball do so much more things. Like if you hit it a certain way, you can make it spin, and it can like hit and spin the right way.
What?
We used to play it like for like 4 weeks in high school. And so I used to be able. So you picked up on this stuff. Like I played sports, so it's not like I'm don't know. Like you hit something a certain way, it won't do something. And so you hit it a certain way, and you could like the ball like spin back towards the net or spin the other way. It just sucked when it didn't work.
I used to be a fucking champ at badminton.
Pickleball was my thing. Because we used to do like tournaments for pickleball and badminton stuff. Badminton I was okay, but pickleball.
I just
was my
didn't
thing.
Care about gym, honestly.
Oh, I did.
Unless it was fun, like bowling.
I cared way too much for gym. Like,
yeah.
If I did, I'd get mad at myself when I messed up and didn't get first place in, like, a tournament we did in gym.
Not I. I didn't care about gym.
I was a tryhard in gym. Let's
except for,
real.
Like, bowling.
I was okay with gym unless we had to fucking run.
Yeah.
Did you guys do
the
mile?
Fitness,
or did you?
Pacer
do you do,
the
did
mile.
You do the pacer?
Oh,
well,
the pacer.
Mile,
we had to do
but
both.
I think, I was going to say, we had to do both.
Yeah.
Oh, we did the mile for pretty much up till my fifth grade year. Then we did the pacer test.
We did the pacer test.
We didn't
I'm pretty
start
sure
the
every
pacer.
Fucking year.
We didn't start the pacer until
like fifth grade.
No,
because I or sixth. It was like middle school, I think.
Yeah, but I thought it was like eighth grade.
It might have been seventh or eighth, but then we did it like every fucking year.
The fitness grand pacer test is a multi.
Yeah, in fourth grade, I think it was my best mile ever. I got a mile in 7 minutes and 10 seconds.
In our gym, Jesus. It was 53 times around.
Yeah. You'd run around the gym 53 times.
And you had somebody marking down the time.
Yeah. Someone would sit there and mark it down as you ran around.
And you're like, for the mile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
During winter.
Yeah.
And then in the summer, then you could go outside and run it around
oh,
the school.
Oh, no. I never ran in the school.
Oh,
around the school.
Yeah.
I was always in the gym.
I remember as a fucking senior.
It sucked.
To graduate, I never had a fucking PE credit. So I had to take freshman PE as a fucking senior.
That one sucked.
So, like, I was the only goddamn senior in this class full of, like, little kids. And I'm like, what is going on?
Okay, that gym class
okay, but
I
did
may
you
have
get,
not tried in.
Did you get, like,
Yeah, but you still probably could get first.
Oh, I was a monster at dodgeballing
that
thing.
I was going to say, did you actually participate?
It was like, I felt like mandatory. Big Daddy. I felt Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like Billy Madison playing dodgeball with the fucking first graders.
Oh, dodgeball would be so fun in like, with freshmen.
I was
all
destroying
hot,
them.
And then you just come in just like pelting them because you're an adult and they're teenagers still.
Or like kickball or something. Oh. I would launch that fucking thing.
I was never good at kickball. Like, kicking a ball has never been my strong suit.
Man.
Really?
We played
like,
kickball.
I was somewhat athletic, but kicking balls was not my thing.
I'd launch it.
We played kickball 2 years ago for work. Like, we had a whole competition.
Yeah.
And I was on a team. Man, I got up there, kicked the ball once, took my lap around, and I was down for the count. I tore something or I like pulled something. I could not walk. It hurt.
That sucks.
We should join the kickball.
We had
guys.
A fight go on. We were playing. It was in that PE class.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys, he kicked the ball, and I was I think I was on third base. He kicked the ball, went to second, like the ball went to second, and the guy at second went to go throw him out at first, and he threw it, and it hit the guy in the face, and the kid just got super fucking pissed. I mean.
Yeah.
Screaming and everything and like storm back to the school and we're like, dude, it ain't that serious. Like the kid like started crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, dude, it's kickball.
Snowflakes.
Yeah. Like I'm just standing at third base. I'm like, what the fuck? Like he's really getting mad at this.
You know what PE class I loved the most?
What?
Outdoor adventure.
Oh, dude. That was the best.
Our outdoor adventure was going to camp.
We
for
went.
A week. Oh.
I think they're talking about in high school, actually.
Yeah.
They used to have scuba diving, but that was in the old pool, and they wouldn't let us do it in the new pool.
Yeah. Well.
You guys had a scuba diving class?
Well, it was.
Kind of.
It was
included
segment.
In outdoor adventure. Outdoor adventure,
what?
There was biking.
Canoeing.
There was canoeing.
Kayaking.
Hiking.
Let me
ask
you through. And you guys are calling us broke. You're saying you guys are broke. Yeah, we got none of that. Nothing of that.
Well,
nothing
this,
close to that.
This class
we
didn't
even have
fill
a pool.
Up fast. This one used to fill up fast, so you would have to sign up for it.
We didn't even have a pool in my school.
Oh,
yeah.
We
got a whole
referendum.
Ass natatorium. Yeah, we had a whole referendum for it, though.
Yeah.
Property taxes got raised.
Yep.
Yeah, no, like, the natatorium was cool. It's cool.
We even went to,
We got archery, though, in one of our classes.
Oh, Devil's Lake did we go to, was it?
We went to Devil's Lake. I can't remember what, I know we did the,
There was one in Illinois. That one park.
Rock Cut.
Yep, Rock Cut State Park.
I mean, in middle school, we had a summer class that was like that. Like, you know those fun summer classes?
Yeah,
I took one of those, and we had to go biking.
We got to pack, like,
the driving range and stuff
like
that.
We got to pack food in, like, tinfoil.
Tinfoil, and we went to
that
one park over by the Rock, and we cooked it out of little candles we made.
Yeah.
Out of cardboard and
wax. Yeah, we didn't do
wax.
Anything like that. That's
dude, it was so fun.
And you're calling us broke. Are you calling you guys broke?
Okay, well, I mean, our parents still had to pay for the fucking class.
Yeah. We got to drive ourselves to
everything.
So, like, locally?
They trusted you to drive yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most of the class was 18 at that point.
And, like,
it was a senior-only class.
Yeah.
It was the best class, though.
See, though, Bigfoot never even trusted us. Like, we had, like, we would go to, like, our town isn't that big, and we have to walk down to the bowling alley.
In the cold.
In the cold, no matter what the temperature was. It was snowing, we were walking down the bowling alley.
You know,
so
we got bussed.
Yeah, like, Rock Cut or Devil's Lake, we had to get on a bus.
We could still drive if we wanted to.
Could we have?
Yeah.
Oh.
She gave us the option. She was like, we'll have a bus. And, like, everybody was like, well, I'm broke, I don't got gas, so.
Yeah. If it was at, like, Big Hills or something,
we would all drive. I mean,
it was right down the road.
We pretty much had, at the beginning of the class for any of those activities, she had, like, paired everybody up for driving and everything. So people without cars could still get a ride.
Yeah.
So that was cool, though. That was a fun class, especially with all the people we had in it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like
a gym class, it made it out. If you didn't have the people, very good people in there, it was boring. But if you had good people in it, then the gym class was fun.
Absolutely. Now, outdoor adventure, though, was the best class.
One of our
we did rock climbing.
Yeah, we did. We went to Madison for that.
Yeah, yeah, see, we didn't do anything like that. What the heck? I mean, of our...
We did rock climbing fifth grade and eighth grade.
We did rappelling.
We didn't do rock climbing eighth grade.
No, well, if you went to camp.
Yeah, I didn't get accepted. It was stupid. But what was I going to say?
We did do rappelling, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. I don't remember.
There was the, I mean, this was a whole, was it quarter or semester?
I think it was a quarter.
Oh,
just a quarter.
We had a gym teacher that he would purposely put all the good people in one team so that one team destroyed everybody. Like, we did a basketball unit in that class, and we were doing, like, 3v3s on each other. And he purposely put the three basketball players, I was one of them, on a team, and we just destroyed that unit.
He
made the teams, and he put the only three basketball players in that whole class together. It was pretty fun.
I would get fucking pissed when the gym teacher would, like, assign, like, team captains, and they'd have to pick teams.
Oh, no, he would assign
teams every single time.
I'd
get so fucking pissed. Because no matter what it was, I was always one of the last fucking ones to get picked.
You know why that is, right?
Favorites
you
and friends.
Nobody
you
liked you.
Like, there was one time I started fucking yelling. Like, I started getting pissed, and they're like, what's the issue? And I'm like, every single fucking time you assign captains, I get picked fucking dead last. I'm like, no one ever gives me a fucking chance.
Because you
maybe
sucked.
No, I didn't. That's the thing. Like, I was actually decent at some of them.
True. To him, he was good.
Like I would get fucking heated, and like everyone would just stand there, and it's like, oh yeah, yeah, make me look like the fucking idiot. Okay. Oh man, dude, I was ready to walk out of some of those fucking classes.
Did you guys ever play handball?
Yeah, is that the one with the sticky thing?
No.
No, that's
it was like a rubber ball, and you just try to throw it in like a hockey net.
Yeah, no.
Maybe. Oh. I can't remember.
Esther, do you remember handball?
I don't ever remember that.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. Or eclipse ball.
Fucking rich people.
Oh, eclipse ball was fun,
yeah.
too. So, have you guys never played eclipse ball?
No.
No.
So, eclipse ball was, it's this giant ball, pretty much
huge.
Volleyball, but with a giant, like, volleyball-sized ball. But it was, like, stiff like a volleyball.
Yeah, and you hit it with a racket.
Yeah.
So, it's just a volleyball.
Oh,
tennis ball.
With a racket.
Oh, no, it's a different one I was thinking of. Eclipse ball, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was like a rubber ball. It wasn't massive, but it was like a rubber ball. It's like the size of like a 16-inch softball. And you just hit with a tennis racket. That was fun.
A 16-inch softball?
Yeah.
That's a foot and a half.
That's a big fucking softball.
Not a foot and a half.
Diameter-wise.
That is the biggest softball I've ever heard of. 16-inch?
Yeah, have you never heard of a... You know what I'm talking about, right, Ashley?
That's as big as a fucking bowling ball, Ben.
Yeah, that's how big it was. And you hit it.
What, a softball?
No. It's a ball. It's like a rubber ball filled with air.
Oh.
And it's black and white. That's why it's called an eclipse ball.
But right. If you could, as a baseball player, if you really wound up and hit it, you could get that thing to launch across the gym. And if it bounced off the walls, it was in play. It was allowed to bounce on the ground once. And it's used to let its juices drop back, like bounce the ground once, and smack it across to hit the back wall. Because once it hit the back wall, a lot of the other teams couldn't calculate where it was going to come after that.
Right.
And so you just smack as hard as you can off the back wall, and it was like a point every single time. And if it bounced off the roof, it was still in play.
Interesting.
The whole gym was in play still. It was really fun.
Interesting. I remember not too much from high school.
Because you're old.
Not even that old.
It was almost 10 years, like what, 8, 9
9
years ago?
9 years ago.
Yeah. I've only been out for 3 years.
Shut the fuck up, Ben.
Yeah, it'll
Nobody
be 9 years
you.
This June. Man, I feel fucking old.
You keep inviting me here, so... Kyle keeps inviting me here, so
I was just saying,
he likes me.
Yeah, and but
you keep wanting to come on my boat, so obviously you like me.
Well, that's because you have a boat.
Yeah, I know. You gain a lot of friends when you got a boat.
So where's your friends? Except for the school shooter.
They're here. Right here in this room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then the rodeo shooter.
Yeah, that's yep. And his first rodeo.
I have a friend Brian, but we don't hang out anymore.
So is he really your friend?
You had another one, but
who?
Okay, so you
shut up.
You
Kyle.
Had a lot of acquaintances, I would say.
Shut up, Kyle.
Ben was just not a very sociable person.
No, I'm still not.
Ben's just really shy.
You don't say.
It's not that I'm shy. I just don't like people.
You don't say.
That's also fair.
I don't like to deal with people. I don't like people. People are annoying.
You know who does like people?
Welcome out.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my God. How do we get talking about summer and now we're talking about school?
Yeah, it just happens.
Because.
I mean.
Excuse me.
I mean,
it's kind of
summer activities.
Yeah, and I would.
Yeah, I guess all things we're talking about. Like,
you're in school for like 9-10 months and you only get like 2 months of summer.
That's
so.
True. Yeah, but.
Unless you have like a Phineas and Ferb summer.
We. Yeah.
Like me and Ashley said, our summer is filled with a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Baseball, so, cheerleading.
So, me and Caleb are filled with bike riding.
I did a lot of bike riding too. I lived on my bike.
We would go on walks with Mom and Lucy.
We had a bike riding segment in Outdoor Adventure.
We had one in grade school too. We had to either bring our own, and that was like awkward because Dad would like help us.
Yeah.
And so like you would load your bike up, and then it just stayed at the school. It was so weird. And then you had to wear your helmet. And
that was the only time I ever wore my helmet.
Yeah.
You
remember
know
you're
supposed to.
Remember our electric scooters, Ashley?
Yeah.
So we used to have this. We have a subdivision by our house that used to be
that used to
abandoned.
Be empty.
Not anymore.
The bypass.
Houses in there. Yeah. And we used to go take our electric scooters out there and just ride them as like fast as we. They're back then, they were these big, bulky things. They're not these little slim things anymore. Like they are.
It, you could, the, you could
like,
hear us coming
yeah,
down the
they
road.
Were like, they were like the original electric scooters. These things are going down the road. Like they're electric, but the motor was just like. It was terrible.
I just had a Razor scooter.
I had one of those
same.
Too.
That would like hit your ankles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool. Tried to do tricks on it. Next thing I'll whack my ankle. Make sure I'm on the ground.
I was able to successfully land one trick.
I couldn't. I was able to hop it. That's it.
That was the trick I was talking about.
I tried doing a trick on my bike, and I went over a ramp, and my ass slid off the seat on the landing, and my crotch went right in the back tire.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And like my pants went like right like between the frame and the tire, and luckily my sack was saved.
Thank
but
goodness.
It could have been real bad there for a second.
You want to know what my favorite thing to do with a bike was when I was younger?
What? Put a soda can
put
in the
a
back
soda
tire.
Can
oh,
in
that
back
was
tire.
So
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. We either did a soda can
I thought
or
I was
card.
Card.
I thought yeah. I was so cool with that.
Oh,
an
yeah.
old gift card in the spokes made a really nice sounding one.
The bike you just bought, Caleb, you should put a soda can back there
no.
for your bike rides.
No.
Everyone's like, what the fuck is that noise? And Caleb's just
no.
driving fast.
Caleb, did you wear your watch when you went bike riding?
Yeah.
This?
What was your average pace?
I got the notification that he finished a workout.
Why?
Because we're friends on
yeah.
Fitness.
Yeah.
Oh. Ben and I were, and then he decided just not to re-add me.
Did I not? I thought we did.
No.
Oh.
What was that?
We get our step competition going again.
I know.
I always won, though.
Yeah, but so, now I got more on you.
My workout,
let's do it tomorrow.
I did 57 minutes, 20 seconds, 8.48 miles. I'm sorry, it wasn't 8.5. I burned 624 calories, 212-foot elevation gain at an average speed of 8.8 miles per hour.
Nice. How high did your heart rate get?
149.
That's not bad.
Average.
Jeez.
What was your highest?
Highest. 176.
Probably when you're going up the hill?
Probably. Fuck that hill. Very fun to go down. Fuck it going up.
That's always the worst part. Like even sledding.
Oh, yeah.
It's always fun going down that hill. But you got to walk back up that bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hated it. That's the worst part.
We had this big sledding hill around us, and it was things massive, and it sucked going back up.
Oh, I hated
every single
it.
Time.
I don't know why there can't just be a pulley system,
right.
where you
right?
just like hold on to it and it
like
pulls
it,
you up.
Like at a fucking ski hill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
it like
wouldn't
up
be that
portage.
Hard. To, it wouldn't be that hard to build like a small one. Like
right.
Like really. Like it was
just have
popular.
Ken at the top. You know, pulling people up.
No. I saw a video. Dude was ingenious. He took a drill.
Yeah, I've seen
really?
That too. But
yeah.
I don't
know how well it would work.
It's a lot of work on the person up top, especially if you get just like
what
someone.
What do you mean?
Because you're trying to hold the drill as you're pulling this kid up.
I don't think it'd be that much work.
The drill did the work, I thought.
Yeah, but you have to hold the drill in your hand.
Yeah.
As the kid's coming up.
Yeah, you're just holding the drill.
Yeah, but do you realize how much, I guess depending on the size of the kid down there.
Plus, it's sliding across the ground. It's not like you're dragging the entire dead weight
kid up. There still is. I don't know.
It's a good idea. When you have kids, try it. Tell us how it works.
I don't have a big enough hill.
You can find one.
Make a mountain of snow.
Actually, go to Delavan.
Go to fucking Hospital Hill in Beloit.
Oh, God.
I'm giving you options.
We used a hill called Delavan Sledding Hill. Or we used to go to a golf course. It wasn't necessarily steep, but you could go for a long time. Like, it's a golf course, but in the winter, they don't care what you do.
Then you
got to
walk all the way back.
We used to be able to slide and sled and go and go. Because it wasn't steep, but you could go for a long time.
Huh.
Sledding is a lot of fun, though. I do enjoy it.
We should go sledding next winter if we actually get a winter, guys.
I feel like we say this every year.
Well, we couldn't go this year. We never really got very much.
I'd get
a
fucking saucer. I wouldn't use like a sled. I'd use like a metal saucer.
You got to put some like canola oil and shit.
Yeah.
You can't even buy
the bottom of it.
You can't buy a metal saucer anymore. They're all plastic.
You can.
I just buy one.
You gotta look in the right place.
I guess.
Fucking Goodwill that shit.
We have a CNC thrift stores here.
Huh?
We have a CNC machinist here.
How big of a machine you think I got?
He can use his thous to make one for us.
That's right.
We're not
his
getting
thous.
Into this. We're not getting into this. I've told you it's an actual thing.
You could make us a 3-thou saucer.
I don't know.
That's small.
I don't even think the mouse is fitting on that.
Your finger won't even fit on that saucer.
Oh my God.
Okay, 3-thou thick.
3-thou is the size of your hair. Diameter.
Yeah,
your hair.
Can make us a 3-thou. A 3-thou thick.
Mm.
You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
There'd be no protection.
Yeah, whatever.
It would not be able to support you. It's like insanely thin.
Is that a fat joke?
No,
I'm biking for a reason, Ben.
It wouldn't be able to support any of us. Or any adult.
I think this is where we should call it.
Over here.
Ben's being mean now.
Well, don't say stupid stuff.
Ben can be mean, but Ashley, she's trying to fix it.
That's
true. She said at the end of today, though. So
yeah, she did say midnight.
Oh, yep. That's true.
So
get it all out of your system, Ashley.
Yep, right now.
Go, Ashley.
Live on the air.
Some more pet peeves about Caleb.
Just Caleb.
Wait. We never said what our pet peeves were about Ben.
That's not this episode. So.
That's not this episode.
No, I know.
Maybe on a future episode.
They exist.
Wait.
I got some about you, too, that you guys didn't mention.
We said ours about Ben.
No, I know. Didn't we? Did we?
We kind of touched on it. We didn't go into depth.
No.
Didn't we hint at another episode, though, in our pet peeve episode?
I think so.
And we never actually spoke on that topic. That's kind of funny.
Terrible host, God.
We really are. Why do you guys listen to us?
Because half of them know us and are related.
That's fair.
And they're just being nice.
That's fair. Well, we appreciate you. We didn't do any shout outs. Did we have any shout outs?
Devin.
Aaron.
Haley.
Joey.
Haley, yeah. Joey.
Our embers, except Aaron, who's not an ember.
Yeah, he's no longer an ember.
Do better. Do better, Aaron.
Be better.
Kara. Is she an ember?
Not officially, I don't think. But she's slowly getting through.
And guess what? They're dating. Huh. The two who claim to be embers aren't actually embers.
Well, I don't think Kara claimed to be one.
Did she
not? Oh.
No.
Well, at least Aaron did, and he's not a
She was just here because she was like kind of just brought here.
Yeah.
Well, no, and she dumped it on the episode.
Yeah.
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 But.
Okay, question for our audience. Give us your favorite summer memory or activity that you like to do.
I forgot to bring this up.
Marcus is chasing squirrels.
I used to like when Devin came over because, like, we didn't really hang out too often. Like, it was only when, like, his parents would bring him over. You know, we'd hang out in my room, whatever. And, like... Back then, like, I would have, like, all my, like, toys put away or gadgets, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come over and just start fucking rummaging through them. And, like, it low-key used to piss me off whenever he'd do it because it's like, he's fucking with my shit. You know?
That's my vibrator.
Yeah. Wait, no.
Kyle, yeah. Wait, no.
What kind of toys do you think I had?
Oh, you just said toys.
That's called child porn, my friend.
You said toys and gadgets and shit.
I was
a
child.
Mocha enough. I would say in summer, Ben, we had a pool and we couldn't go in it until our parents got home. And so it would be like that, like a super hot day and our mom would be getting off at 3. And we would just be like staring at the clock waiting for 3 o'clock to hit so she could come home and we could get in our swimsuits.
Or when Dad got home.
Yeah. And so we would like, pretty much the like clock would get closer. We would get in our swimsuits to get ready. And then the minute that they pulled in, we would be like, okay, like you're home. We can go in it.
Yeah. Second they pull in Cannonball. Hunter knocked me out with a golf club once.
We got another episode at some point, guys.
Well, it was the last one. We were in the backyard, and he got mad at me for something, and I turned my back to him. Next thing I know, I woke up on the ground with a golf club next to my head. And he fucking launched it when I was facing away, and it clobbered me in the back of the head. And then he just walked in the house.
He just walked inside.
I could have been fucking dying, you know, in the backyard, and he's back inside living his best life.
Well, what'd you do to deserve it?
I don't know.
You probably sat there and was like, I'll wait.
Wait for what?
No. Take your
you
time.
Know. Take your time.
It didn't really take much to piss Hunter off.
Yeah, having you as a brother probably didn't.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Just our 99 apples and 99 grapes.
Sorry,
you just said that and I almost vomited.
Anyways,
like
I think
this is
a great episode to end at.
Uh-huh.
Or a great point to end this episode at.
Yeah, it is.
Caleb just stomped his forehead.
That's what that doom was. In case you were curious. Anyways, our social medias. What's our Facebook, Kyle?
Kindling Conversations.
Our Instagram, Ashley.
Kindling Conversations.
Our TikTok, Ben.
Kindling.conversations.
Our X.
Didn't someone have Kindling Conversations taken on TikTok?
Yeah, I think so. That's what we did dot.
Who the fuck would have that?
No. Someone had another platform. We were going to do dot, and no one else did dot, and I was the only who did dot.
Yeah. That's why everything's different.
Yep.
Oh.
And X wouldn't let me do Kindling Conversations or Kindling.conversations, so it's
Kindling Convos.
Kindling Convos, yeah. But our website is kindlingconversations.com and our Discord. Do you know it, Kyle?
Kindling Conversations.
Do you know it, Ashley?
Isn't it like discord.com/kindlingconvos?
Oh, my goodness. Ben, do you know it?
No, I don't even know it. Don't even ask me.
It's kindlingconversations.com/discord.
Oh.
Wow.
That was close.
Y'all are apparently quote-unquote hosts of this, and you don't even know your own social media.
Nah, not that one.
Did we
Anyways,
have any emails?
You guys didn't know
no
TikTok
emails.
Either, and I was gone.
You can email us at
kindlingconversationspodcast@gmail.com for a chance for us to read it on the podcast.
I thought you could say like a chance to win something. I'm like, wait, what?
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. We're not doing giveaways yet. One day in the future.
It'd be so easy
Mocha,
to win one of those things.
Take us out. Not me. Anyways, have a great night.
Adios.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Deuces.
See ya.
Toodles.